Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
With me today is Lynette Harriet. She's from the Center for Multicultural Youth, and we are going to talk about helping people to become better and provide better services that help the younger generations here in Australia. Good day.
Hi. So the Centre for Multicultural Youth is based in Carlton, and we do a lot of work with people from the young people from multicultural backgrounds, but we also work with services and organisations who work with those young people.
So I guess in Australia, the first thing that we have to consider is we are people who come from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different priorities, but we are all part of one society, which is Australia. And I guess one of the most important things that we should consider is how can we be able, or how are we able to work together fully, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And how do we make sure that the young people from multicultural backgrounds, whether they are newly arrived in the last couple of months or the last couple of years, or even those who are second generation young people from multicultural backgrounds, get the chance to have the same opportunities as young people who were born here? So it's important that they get given every opportunity. And to be able to do that, anyone who is working with those young people needs to be culturally competent, needs to have skills to work in a cross-cultural way with those young people and with their families and their communities.
So what does it mean to be culturally competent?
So there's definitely a set of skills that are needed for you to be able to understand people from different cultures. Firstly, Central Multicultural Youth would say one of the things that's needed is for each of us to have an understanding of our own culture. We all have culture, and often because it's our culture and we live it every day, we're a bit blind to it. We're a bit oblivious of what our culture is. So we can often, if we're not thinking clearly, we can judge other people's culture as being odd or different. And until we have some cross-cultural understanding and become culturally competent, have some skills in cultural competence, we can be judging other people and maybe not doing the best work with them because we're oblivious to some of the things that might be going on for them.
Such a big word, isn't it? Culture. It's subject to interpretation. It's subject to misinterpretation.
Absolutely, yes. So it encompasses everything from the food we eat to what we wear to who we hang around with to the kinds of holidays we observe. But it also really talks about the kind of values and attitudes and beliefs that we have and how we carry those on in our everyday life. Our culture really informs how we do business on a day-to-day basis with everyone we interact with, how we spend our time, who we spend our time with, what we value, what we devalue. Culture is, it's big, it's all-encompassing.
And I suppose within a culture, there are different cultures as well.
Absolutely, yes. Everyone belongs to lots of different subcultures within their own culture. So it's important to be aware of those and the kind of influence that they have on you when you're thinking and observing someone else and maybe making a judgment about someone else and what they're doing or what they're not doing or what we're wearing or the kind of value they're putting on things.
Culture and the youth, they're two very complicated topics, isn't it?
Yeah. So how we understand culture working and how it applies to young people, I think is then a whole other area to be thinking about, because the other thing about culture is that it's in flux all the time. It's shifting and changing and growing, and there's new aspects being added all the time. You know, just if you think in the last 10 years what social media has done to everyone's sense of culture, we all now have this awareness of the way information's transmitted and how we receive information. So culture is something that's changing all the time. And for young people, it's changing at a fairly rapid rate.
And there will be workshops to help people who work with
you. Absolutely. On the 30th of August, we have a workshop that's giving workers skills in cultural competency. So some basic skills in what they need to be able to be culturally competent when they're working with young people from multicultural backgrounds. And we also we'll be talking about kind of youth migration pathways, the kind of experiences young people have before they get to Australia, what happens once they sort of hit Australian shores, and then that settling in period. How do they how do they manage that settling in process. So we'll do some exercises and hear some stories and talk about what are the skills that are required for workers to be culturally competent. And then on the 28th of August, we have a workshop that's really focusing on a thing called the National Youth Settlement Framework. And that's a framework that was put together by MIAN, which is the Multicultural Youth Advocacy Network. And it's a framework looking at what does it take for young people to settle well into Australia. What are the things that are needed for people to settle well into Australia, young people to settle well into Australia? And there are some domains that have been talked about after talking with young people and workers and researchers and looking at all of the evidence. They've put together in this framework some domains that talk about economic participation, social participation and civic participation, and then personal well-being, what needs to be in place for those young people to settle well into Australia and become active citizens, you know, not just a young person who knows they're supposed to vote every 4 years, but actually someone who sees that they have a place in their community, that they have a part to play in keeping their community active and involved, and that they can actually give back to their community.
Migrating in your youth is one of the hardest things to do, isn't it? To become part of a new place, a new environment, a new
customs,
language.
Yep, new ways of doing things, new food. There's so many things that are that change when you migrate to a new country. Yes,
especially when you've started employment, it's resettling again into another work culture. These are the things that you will help people who help people in the youth sector, multicultural youth sector. And is it open to everyone?
Yep, anyone who would like to come along is more than welcome. There's a charge. And if you search the Centre for Multicultural Youth on Eventbrite, that's the website that we're using to do bookings through. So you can go on to Eventbrite and search Centre for Multicultural Youth and you'll see the training that we have up there. And there's a number of dates. There's also some dates in October and November. But we've got these two coming up very soon.
Thank you very much, Lynette Harriet from the Centre for Multicultural Youth.
Thanks for having us on.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.